I never really pay attention to the music that's like out right now. I just try to do what I like, and I think music is probably at like an all-time low right now. And not that I'm going to come around and save it or anything, because what I do is just, you know, a little speck of the whole spectrum. But I don't, you know, there's nothing I'm like influenced by now that I'm like, that I like, that I want to make it sound like that. Or, you know, there's nothing I can point to and say make it sound like that.
There's no beats anywhere, whether it be rock, metal, or anything that really kind of catches your ear and you think, yeah, I could use a little splash of that on the next record, huh?
Yeah, not from now. I mean, there is, I mean, I am using things to show him what, like, but it's not anything current or even, you know, so like nothing that's probably for the 30 or 40 years, you know?
Well, we've got you down the road in San Juan Capistrano at the Coach House, which is a cool little venue to see anybody play. For the people that are showing up or that are on the fence about buying a ticket, tell them a little bit about your live show.
Well, that exact spot last year was a blast. It was nuts. I got my hat stolen and they actually brought it back, which is super cool. the show's just, even if you don't like me, I mean, just come for the chicks or whatever, like, everyone always says they have a good time. We got a tweet or a Facebook thing yesterday, and they're like, every show I come to, people are having sex in the bathrooms, and like all this, and they just, so we like reposted it because we thought it was funny. But yeah, no, the show is always a blast, and like I have some dancers that dance on stage and like do their thing, so it's not just, you know, me going back and forth. I have the thing right here. It says, I want to tell you that every show I've been to, people have been having sex in the bathroom, getting blowjobs in the crowd. My friend hooked up with my sister. I got with a 38-year-old all because of the show. Ha ha.
I'm going to quote you and say, even if you don't like me, come for the chicks.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
Speaking of quotes, I like to do with artists when I interview them, because especially hip-hop artists, they're very quick on their feet, you know, with rapping. I want to throw a little word association at you, and I want you to just spit out the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm a little slower in my brain than most rappers, but I'll go for it.
Give it a roll. Okay, here we go. Word number one, Hollywood.
Boulevard.
Hip-hop.
Sucks.
Drugs.
Rule.
Strippers.
Work hard. Oh, that's the word.
Fight.
Club.
Microphone.
Fiend.
Mickey, I can't thank you enough for your time today, dude. I'm looking forward personally to the show and see some new material played live on stage. I know it's a good time, and I hope everybody else gets their ass up out, grabs a ticket, and stops on down the 28th at the Coach House in San Juan.
Yeah, and we do like we do a meet and greet after the show, so come and introduce yourself and say, hey, what up, everybody? This is Mickey Avalon on Rockstar Radio, and you're about to listen to Stroke Me. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll touch you if you touch me. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.